Good evening, friends. I'm your host, Special Guest John, and welcome to a very special pilot episode of The Sounds of Brian, your weekly journey through the auditory wonderland of the human voice. This episode, as every episode, we will serenade you with some of the most powerful, moving sounds the human body can produce, produced by our in-house human body, Brian. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, John. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. For our new listeners, we recommend opening your mind as well as your ears. The true depth and beauty of the following sounds can only be experienced in the proper environment. So put the children to bed, turn off the television, dim the lights, and don a pair of good headphones. If you're at work, close your office door and curl up beneath the desk. Brian, I don't know what I'm going to say right now.
Well, that's okay, because you didn't need to.
No, I'm just, sometimes I'm caught up and the words can't even come. So Brian, tell me about your experience with sounds.
Well, like most people, I grew up surrounded by sounds, bombarded almost, and that's pretty much what got me going with it. You know, I've been making them pretty much as long as I've been alive. Not quite, because, you know, the head to smack the bottom to get you to breathe that air before you start crying.
Of course.
But pretty much from then on, I have been making sounds intermittently, pretty much to date. In fact, I'm actually making some sounds right now. I don't know if you've noticed.
I thought I heard something. I was not going to ask. Where do you draw your inspiration for your sounds?
Oh, that's a very good question, John. Usually I draw the inspiration from, you know, everyday things. Like you see a leaky faucet, maybe, you know, a leaky faucet going on.
It's beautiful. Chills right now.
Other times you will see something else that you can make a sound for, and like that'll happen.
Oh, very interesting. It's soft, but you can feel the power there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say that you have sounds more to feelings or something a little bit less tangible?
So like, not necessarily a specific sound that matches an item or something, but just like an idea?
Yes, just an idea or an emotion.
Yeah, I would say I've emitted a few of those. Yeah, I think I have.
Brilliant. Could you possibly give us an example? Don't let us know the emotion. Just give us the sound, and I will see what I can get from it.
All right. Let's see. I'm probably going to want to use one that I do reasonably frequently. So let's see. Oh, I've got this one.
That's truly. Oh, I'm sorry. It was beautiful. It was. Oh, sorry.
I like that one.
That was lovely. In the headphones, it was particularly magical. I hope the listeners will get the same feeling. So yes. How about now we've sort of gone through the inspiration. How about we just go into sort of a 1-2 punch for the listeners? Just get right into it.
Okay.
So you can just go ahead and let loose.
Okay, I've got a few sounds prepared. I'll start in with some of my favorites, I guess.
Oh, yes, just whatever format you think works. That was... It made me feel a little bit sad. It was sort of the pure emotion of, say, a small animal or other creature like that, just distilled into a fine, fine wine.
Let's see. Was it another... I don't want to leave the listeners too melancholy. I need to get an invigorating sound that I've got. Let's go with...
It's okay. These are feelings that we need to work through in our lives. If they can draw on these sounds, then even better.
All right.
See that? I thought it was going to be the same sort of melancholy, but it brought me up at the end. It was the joy. It was just a little bit of joy. So you're sad, and then there's the light at the end of the tunnel. It was beautiful.
Yeah, had to lull you in, and then it was, nice. Not exactly. Unlike Mount Moon.
Ah, yes.
Well, the trail at the end of Mount Moon. Those Zubats.
Indeed.
You know, Zubats remind me of some of my favorite noises.
So you draw upon inspiration from video games, perhaps, and things like that. Came. I almost looked up at the ceiling. The sound came through the left side of my headphones and was momentarily afraid, but it was just the sounds. I like it. It was just a raw, there's a raw energy. It's just a quick burst. Empowerment. This one had the same sort of hope behind it. You're waiting for something to happen. And I was almost not expecting anything to happen, but then at the very end, you brought me in. You came with the strength and the power. It was amazing. Ah, classic. This is a noise that any of the listeners can make on their own at home, but you brought with it a certain something that the professional brings to their game. It's like watching finals of a sports game on the television. It's a noise even verging on the brink of becoming a song. But again, another one that the users could maybe dabble in on their own, but with the sheer brilliance. It was filthy and sloppy. It was lovely and beautiful. It's like a river after a strong rain. Almost didn't know what to think about this one. It was another that had me looking towards the windows, thinking it was an outdoor sound, but at the same time it had a human element to it that was more than just wind. It was wind plus life. Another that captures the song, the emotions of a song, but just gives us the small morsel, just enough to make us sated, but still wanting more. again, it was sort of the essence of melancholy, but with the smallest bit of joy. Human body and the human larynx are one of the greatest scientific mysteries of our time. To produce such a forceful, powerful sound for such a long time, with, you know, nary a break, it still surprises me to this day. Truly capturing the bestial nature of mankind there, in a very, very organic, very human sound, but at the same time, wild. Wild and untamed. Full of light, playful sounds. Just beautiful and strangely erotic. But at the same time, not creepily or awkwardly so, but just titillating enough to bring the oddest images to the mind. Hard to tell sometimes where the sound ends and the normal human breathing begins. It's sort of a bright and airy animal sound leading into the sort of determined, strong breaths. One almost feels as if they're in the room, standing a little bit too close, being awkwardly breathed on. Possibly Peanuts-inspired, jovial sounds of the human voice making fun of itself. Truly the deep introspection that we would expect from a vocal performer the caliber of Brian. Again, a nice, beautiful, bright sound. One that affirms one's life and one's ears. almost tickling.
Diddly 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 diddly
to see if there's as if there are fingers tickling my eardrums. It's truly a whimsy that I have not seen in a long time. This was the first sound that I was honestly mildly frightened. I felt as if I was being chased by some sort of wild beast. Its slavering jowls, inches from the nape of my neck. Vocal throwing, the likes of which I've not heard in a long time. And another one that I'm almost immersed, completely surrounded by the sound. It's I can feel the hair on the top of my head standing up. Can feel my skin prickling just in anticipation of them. I never know if I'm interrupting a sound or if it's just a normal human nose clear or something. Oh, sorry. Oh. I'll just let you continue. Sometimes it is in the quieter sounds that we can truly hear the skill of the performer. One came out of the left field a little bit. I wasn't even sure to expect it. And then all of a sudden it was there. That the raw anger, the quiet power, anticipation, and strength in such a sound was truly, truly just awe-inspiring. That was a nice, just sort of standard sound that anyone can make, but it still has a certain power behind it. That was lovely. It was just...
Oh, sorry about that one. I meant to mute my mic. There's a cat running around in here.
Oh, my apologies. It's hard to tell sometimes. There's just a lot of power and rawness in your normal sound, so, you know, I'm sorry. Possibly a sound to support our troops there, a little reminiscent of the military. Another one where it's hard to tell if he's going for the more vulgar or or if he's just inspired by the normal human emotions. Truly, truly a haunting and lonesome sound. One that sends chills down my spine. I'm not sure if it is having the same effect on you, listeners, but almost certainly did on me. That was downright spooky, if I can say so. It's really we should almost save some of these for a Halloween special. It's hard to tell. Sometimes the body is used as a percussive instrument, and sometimes it is just pure skill of the larynx and the mouth, and that was right on the borderline where I wasn't even sure. Almost feel like I need to clear the dust from my eyes. Brian and I have been working together for quite some time, and I might go so far as to call myself an expert, and that was a sound that I was maybe hoping for, wasn't sure if he would bring to the pilot episode, but I'm very glad he did. It's one of my favorites. That was a beautiful ending to the first segment of our program, Brian. Just a nice...
Thank you, John. Thank you.
I think now we'd like to... I'd like to request some of your named sounds. I know you've been doing this for a long time, touring around the country and...
Yes, and, several years now.
Yes. You've developed a bit of a repertoire. What we've been doing just now has been a lot of sort of... a mix of improv and riffing and practice. But now maybe we should move to some of the long-time, well-developed favorites, the classics.
I believe now is an excellent time for that, John.
Do you need perhaps a glass of water or something like that?
Fortunately, I have one with me.
Oh, excellent.
My body is my glass of water, John.
That is... I love it. I love the dedication to the craft. I see he transitioned into the glass of water, which I wasn't sure if he was going to make the little pun there, but it was very well done, Brian. Very well done.
Thank you.
Could you do the danger zone. Brilliant, brilliant. How about one of my favorites is the hamster longing to escape its cage. I love that. one because there's just so much going on. It's hard to keep track of it all, but it just works. Could you give me maybe the nighttime ocean cliffs?
Whoosh.
Keeping with our nature theme, maybe we'll go for one of the more advanced ones, which is the scene of a baby deer standing on a cliff, seeing a majestic sunrise for the first time through the dew of a light rain in the spring. Brought me right to the moment. Felt as if I was a drop of dew on a blade of grass in that very forest. How about the quiet day at the office? It's beautiful. The silence is just breathtaking. Let's go with the riot in far-off countries as a man gets hit with a stun gun.
What was that falling noise?
Amazing, capturing the spectator as well as the sound. It's truly a great talent and one of the reasons that I love working with Brian. Let's go for a little bit of the more science fiction sounds. So let's go with the damsel in distress.
Oh.
Can feel the conflict rippling through my bones. Now the birth of an alien species. Such a visceral sound. It's truly, truly just terrifying and at the same time, strangely beautiful. Let's go with one of my personal favorites, which is the planetary colonization. We're going to go very abstract here. Let's imagine a time lapse, millions of years. A planet is ripped asunder, and from the dust and debris and nothingness of space, another planet forms, full of possibility, full of life and civilization. They would say in space, no one can make a sound, but truly, this sound captures everything we would want to hear. Now taking us from science fiction to the realm of the real again, at least briefly, could you perhaps make your favorite animal sound? I think I don't even need to say what animal that was. It's clearly evident from the sound. And now, For contrast, how about your least favorite animal sound? Truly, truly captivating. Another where we don't even need to know the animal. The picture is clear in my mind. Just trying to go through the mental catalog, and there's just too many sounds to list. Too many favorites. Let's go a little bit, more abstract. We'll play a scenario. We'll do this sort of improv-esque. I'll give you just a phrase. How about, honey, the neighbor kid is back again. I was transported. How about the I'm already late for work and I have locked myself out of the car again? Solidly capturing the pure frustration of a morning where that happens to you. I'm sure the listeners can all put themselves in that situation and feel exactly how that feels. How about another one of my favorites? My mouth is full of doubloons. It was lovely. I like to throw curveballs to keep you on your game. How about, I am trapped in a jar, and I am a tiny centaur. Ooh, it rhymed. I hope the listeners all had as jaunty and amusing of a mental image as I did from that one. Back into the less ridiculous realm. How about just a common frustration? Mom, the internet's down again. Feel the purest essence of silence. The internet being down has been captured just now. We could go with, I would like to unsubscribe from this communication. Would Google put a button in there, the Gmail, to make it make that sound? I think we would all feel a lot better. Sticking with the technology theme, let's go with, there's something wrong with the connection.
I'm not really sure if I can help you guys on this one. There seems to be some breaking up going on, so I think you're going to have to find someone else to take care of it from here on out. Really sorry about this. Seems to be breaking up.
He does this all with his voice. It's truly amazing. We actually went to a physician to have this analyzed, and it's a rare superior glottal stop. that most people are not able to do naturally, but every few are born with the ability. There are those who say it can be taught, but I'm not sure I believe them. Let's go with some more of these improved ones. How about the come on and slam?
Boom!
How about the this caricature of a foreigner is not really racist? Let's go with the I would love to hit a home run today. Takes me back to my little league days. Just standing there on at home plate, just hoping for the best. Let me see. Truly, it's difficult just going through the mental catalog of existing sounds and even just coming up with new things. How about we could do Name That Tune. I would name that tune, but I'm honestly not sure what it was. But I love the demand from the sound that you name the tune. I felt it deep within myself and am shamed for not knowing what the tune itself was. Now I would like to do just maybe a brief just riff and just go crazy and do whatever you feel you want to do.
Are we still on?
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you were doing a more in-depth sound of coughing or if it was an actual cough. No.
That was the actual sound.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. How about could you try perhaps to capture my anguish at not knowing the tune? It's as if you know me too well, my friend. I think we could do another type of just more rapid fire, more intense sound making. Call it the shotgun improv, where I will just give you a noun and you give me just a quick sound to best represent that noun, and we'll just do maybe 5 or 10 of these, and then we'll wrap it up. So, are you ready, Brian?
Oh yes, John. This is one of my favorite parts.
Excellent. All right, here we go. Algae. Strawberries. Dead bird. Waffles. Bacon. A small dog. A big cat. Keytar. Opera. Cousins. Milk. The crushing vastness of space. Vikings. Africa.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Not Africa. Koala. Trees. Industry.
Clang.
Capitalism. A little bit of social commentary there. About clocks.
Bong.
Finality. It's truly, truly a great game of shotgun improv.
Yes, I greatly enjoyed that, John. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I'm truly, truly impressed with your ability to come up with these on the fly. I don't think I would be able to do it. I think we're probably about ready to wrap this up. Could you maybe give us a few final sounds, maybe one to just give an impression of this, our very first live show? Astutely summed up. And to you, the listeners, for staying with us through this, the very first episode, you are now part of our special listeners club. To let us know, please log into the special listeners club website using the passphrase "sexy marmalade." Or if you see any of the hosts, just come up to us and say the phrase, and you will receive a special prize. And with that, I would like to say farewell, Brian. Anything to lead us out with?
I actually have a new sound that I just brought up.
Oh my goodness.
I am ready to release it to the world on your show here, John.
Oh, what a treat. Well then, don't let me stop you. Go right ahead. What a journey! A journey of sound! Thank you, listeners, for being with us on this journey. And join us next time on The Sounds of Brian. Good night.
Oh.